Hey, Strata peeps, this is Joe from Strata Chat with Joey. Today I wanted to have a quick talk about the sorts of compliance reports that you're likely going to see when you are an owner in a body corporate and you're being asked to vote upon what reports for that year the body corporate is going to have done. And usually the committee would organise this with the assistance of somebody like myself, a body corporate manager. So there's a number of fairly common reports. The most common are safety reports, which is a workplace health and safety report. A workplace health and safety qualified person comes and walks around your scheme with a clipboard and they take a note of things like trip hazards. They look at if there's slip and fall hazards. So obviously if you've got mold, that's going to be an issue. If you've got steps and they don't have the yellow highlighter on them, that's going to be an issue. Sometimes you will have pipes that protrude into a car park. Quite often they'll recommend that those be covered with a pipe cover just to prevent vehicle impact damage. Nobody wants to hit a pipe and have sewage spew onto the bonnet of their car. It's absolutely not a pleasant experience. You'll also see a fire compliance report most often. So a fire compliance report, don't be fooled there, folks. Usually your fire contractor, which is the party that is paid to look after your fire interests and service the assets that are on the common property, will offer to do a fire compliance or a fire audit for you. What I like to say to people is it's a little bit like asking a law student to mark their own exam papers. I always prefer to get, although obviously it's at the discretion of the owners are the ones that vote on this at the end of the day, but I always like to get an independent third party to come in because they're not concerned whether their contract's going to be terminated or not. They're also not going to finesse the situation in circumstances where, for example, things haven't been tagged appropriately or you've been charged for things that have not been tested in the last 6 months. Fire compliance report. If I didn't have any money, I would always get a fire compliance report, always, every year, without a question. Depending on the age of the building, you may be asked to do an asbestos report. This is much more relevant to buildings that are built before the 1st of January 1990. It is an age thing. Obviously, once there's an asbestos report on file, your body corporate manager, somebody like myself, then has the job of every time we send somebody onto the common property, whether they are an electrician or a plumber, whatever it is that they're there to do, we always send them a copy of the asbestos report so that they are aware. And more frequently these days, we're starting to see something called a general building report, as in general build quality. So that report is often prepared by a retired or retiring builder with a number of years in the business. They come onto the common property. They don't go inside of units, but they come onto the common property and they look at things like, is there cracking? Is there structural movement? Is the paint peeling off? Has the render not been applied appropriately? Are there leaks? They're basically looking for the types of things that are going to suggest that potentially there are some building defects. And some of those building defects, of course, will be immediately noticeable. So everybody can see a crack in the wall. That's not a big deal. Provided you're not looking at your phone when you're wandering in and out of your unit. Some of you are doing that because I know you're busy. But if you're looking around, you will see a crack. What you might not see is discoloration, and you might not notice what discoloration means. Discoloration, especially when it comes to cement, may mean that awful thing known as cement cancer. So yeah, the general building report is coming up more and more often. Again, it's up to owners to vote on whether or not they want to get that done. The most important thing I think that you can take away from getting any of these reports done, safety, fire compliance, general building, is that usually there's a list of recommendations, particularly at the end of your safety and your fire compliance reports, where things aren't right. So if you are coming up to an AGM and you have last year's safety report, the first thing you want to ask is, are all of the items named, were they dealt with? If they weren't, are we allowing money in this year's budget for those things to be dealt with now that we've got that report? The absolute worst thing in the world is to have a situation where there are compliance reports on file making recommendations, and those recommendations either haven't been considered by the committee or the committee hasn't taken any steps to rectify them. So that's a really big deal. That's it for me today, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and enjoy your weekend.